Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, and welcome to everyone's favourite podcast, Failing Better, with me, Johnny Pelham, and my fabulous co-host...
It's me, Sean McLaughlin. What a warm introduction, Johnny.
I just felt like often I'm a bit mean to you, and I wanted to change that and make this a positive episode to help build up your self-esteem.
That sounded like you're that's like the intro on like Virgin Radio, or if we ever did a breakfast show on the radio or something. That's like, hey, good morning.
I'm pitching us for a breakfast show. Richard Branson's listening into this, and we're going for Virgin Radio hosts.
Welcome to Virgin Radio in the morning.
It's 6 a.m. to 5 a.m. every day. We're on 23 hours a day. The fun never stops with Johnny and Sean.
It's the breakfast show / graveyard shift with Johnny and Sean.
Johnny's fat and Sean is tall. I'm going to get fatter. That's to make this work. Well, I'm not that far away.
Yeah, look, we've got stipulations. Johnny, you must get much fatter. What, for the radio show? Don't ask questions, Johnny.
Richard Branson's ruining my cholesterol. So, you know what I learned recently is that Ant and Dec live next door to each other.
Really?
I swear to God, that's true. Apparently they live like just literally next door, just pop over the fence to chat.
Ant and Dec, I mean, I assume they live in quite big houses.
That's
so maybe it's probably not like they're probably not living in like a terraced two bed, but still, that's pretty. I find that quite sad, really.
Yeah, they're odd balls, like, for sure.
I mean, what if we lived next door to each other? Do you think our listeners would like that?
I would love to live next door to you, Sean. I would love it.
If you lived next door to me, this podcast is over. If you and Sophie moved next door to me and my wife. Within, I would say, 1 month, both of us are single and living in one of the places.
Yeah, that's so true.
Our partners are living in the other one and bringing home guys a lot. Yeah. And we're just like Beavis and Butthead.
Our podcast turns into a sitcom within a month.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And the sitcom turns into a kitchen sink tragic drama within 2 weeks.
It goes through all the genres. Eventually becomes a horror as we both start pulling each other's skin off and weeping.
Hey, it might be fun, actually. Anyway, good to be here. This is the first time we're doing two episodes in a week. Well, actually, it's not. We did two episodes in a day, I guess, last week. But, like, this is the second episode of this...
This is the first Friday app.
It's the first Friday app.
What a concise way of saying that point.
TFI Friday. What do you think of that? TGI Friday.
Give me... Do you think as a shop...
What?
As a restaurant?
You consider TGI Fridays a shop?
A restaurant. I don't think it's
very
good.
Interesting. What an interesting idea that. I suppose it is a shop. It's a food shop. At some point, it must have just been called a food shop, a restaurant. And then society decided this is a different thing.
Yeah. I think that was a good decision. What do you think? This feels...
We've been recording. This is the third episode in a row that we've recorded.
Because we're doing Tuesday, Friday, but we've tried to film it all in one blob.
And we've also already done a long Patreon episode.
We filmed for 2 hours and 5 minutes. And things.
What do you think? Do you think it was good that they're called restaurants?
She wanted to send, I said the show going on Friday. She wanted to say, what do you think of TGI Friday? It's free association at this point.
Have you ever been to TGI Fridays?
Yeah, it's overpriced for what it is, in my opinion.
Fucking hell. That's our resident food critic, Johnny Pelham. It's crap, TGI Fridays.
It's like 16 quid and it's like a burger.
It's just like Wetherspoons. It's just shit. Yeah.
And also I don't understand why it's got Friday in its name and it's open 7 days a week.
Yeah, they're missing a trick there.
It's a logical flaw. It's built on sand, TGI Fridays.
If they really wanted to do it, it'd only be open Fridays. And then they'd be able to change the signage for every day of the week would have a different one.
Do you want to go to TGI Tuesdays?
Or go OGI Saturday to Thursday. That's what they'd call it. OGI's Saturdays to Thursdays.
What does O mean?
It means O.
What?
Why is it? Oh God! It's TG. Oh God! It's Saturday to Thursday, and then it's thank God it's Friday. I think the idea is that you sort of have to project that the idea that the restaurant chain has been founded by a deranged man who's obsessed with burgers and Friday.
Yeah.
And so that's. Are you going to help me out here? Are you going to help? I've really dug us in a hole here, Johnny. Are you going to help me out?
No, I don't. There doesn't seem to be any need to help you out. I think you're doing really well. I think Thanks. Keep on with this day-based banter.
Now, look, we had the idea, didn't we? We had the idea we wanted to go two a week, but we were worried about how much time it would take. And we thought, it's not going to be a problem. We'll just dedicate a few hours to do the Patreon eps and the full episodes in one block. And we are now at the business end of that block. And I think two episodes a week is beyond us.
I've got an anecdote to tell. I think this can rescue us because it was quite funny.
An anecdote? Okay, great.
So, it's Friday night. 3 a.m.
It's Friday night. What restaurant are you in?
I'm in TGI Tuesday. I've forgotten to update it. Sophie's had a few drinks and is with the neighbours, right?
Has this happened this week?
This happened this Friday. So, like, a week ago. I said to Sophie, do what you want to do. I'm going to bed. Try not to wake me up. 3 a.m, the dog starts barking. Woof, woof, if you can imagine it. Woof, woof. That's what the dog is doing.
Can I just say, you are painting pictures in my mind with this.
Yes. Yeah. I'm an eloquent, verbose man. And there's nothing anyone can argue with in that statement. So I go downstairs to talk to the dog. To see what the dog is.
You were doing so well there. I'm an eloquent, verbose man. There's nothing anyone could argue with. Anyway, I went downstairs to have a little chin wag with the pooch. How are you addressing the dog these days?
Hello, Lilo. How are you? My dog's called Lilo. Anyway, she's back at the door. Sophie's not in the house, so that's fine. But I open the door to let the dog out in the back. Then I look, about 2 minutes later, the dog has gone. I look at the old garden door is open, so the dog could have ran into the road. So at this stage, I am wearing nothing but boxers. Like, not shoes or socks, just literally boxers.
And you say it's 3 a.m., is it?
3 a.m.
Okay.
And I am... These are bedtime boxers. These aren't even boxers I'd wear during the day. And this is me. So, like... Two levels of scumminess here.
Yeah.
Most people have chucked these boxers out 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm wearing them.
You're basically like, it's like when they put pants on like a circus bear. That's what it's like.
Yeah, that's what it's like in a way, I suppose. If you squint, that's what it's like. Anyway.
Such a fucking asshole.
So I just start...
The way you talk to me, like I'm not carrying this entire enterprise.
Carrying it? Can you carry it? Fuck off. I'm telling an anecdote about my dog.
Okay, go on then.
You don't even have a dog. Get a pet and then you can fucking talk.
Do give us a 5-star reviews, by the way. Let's just give us
I am thinking two. It might be too many now.
What, 5 stars?
Yeah, to give us a 2-star review.
Don't give us a 2-star review, even for a joke. You've absolutely fucked the podcast forever if you give us a 2-star review. If you don't like it, turn it off. If you do, like it, commit your whole life to it. That's the rules.
Those are the rules. Them's the rules. So I just go charging down the street, like, just wearing boxers, no shoes, nothing, topless, just screaming, Lilo, where's my dog? Two people drive, because I just thought she might be running up, she might get run over. Two cars drive past me, neither of them stop. They just think, that guy, just whatever he's doing.
I wouldn't stop if I saw that. I'd be like,
I wouldn't stop. Nothing. Right. So then I'm just yelling down this street screaming. I don't see the dog, so I panic. I run back to my house. I'm trying to think of getting some food that smells. So I just get some anchovies out of my fridge. Just start running.
Why did you get... What, so she can smell the food?
Yeah, because I thought she'd want food, and anchovies are the most smelly food in my fridge.
And does she eat anchovies?
Irrelevant. We've never
tried. Well, it's quite relevant. If you're trying to attract a dog...
Well, it was either anchovies or hummus. A glimpse into my life.
Was it anchovies or bone?
Yeah. So then I go... So then I run to the next door neighbours because I see that their kind of doors also open. And so I'm like banging on the door. Naked.
And you're in your pants?
Yeah, in my pants holding anchovies. Like banging on the door. They've got kids, so they're worried about the kids. So they're like trying to shit. Like, what is this?
It's 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's 3 a.m. Well, Sophie's
over
there.
Serial killers come
there. Sophie's over there. So there's at least some reason I'm there.
Yeah.
So I'm banging on the door. And then my neighbour opens the door. And then and then the dog turns up at that exact moment. I swear to God. So it just looks like I'm just banging on the door, pretty much topless, nothing on, holding a dog because I scooped her up. And I was so stressed and angry that I just went, my dog's here now. But I was really worried. I just walked up.
It's bedtime. If that happens, it's bedtime.
It was awful. And then I left the anchovies on... They had like a little table in the garden. When I picked up the dog, I must have put the anchovies down. So I just left some half-eaten anchovies in the garden.
And so that's probably attracted gulls?
I imagine so. And they've got small children, so the gulls will maybe be eating the children. I've not seen the neighbours since, but it is quite an anxiety.
You've got to get out of there, Johnny. If that happened to me, I'd be like, right, we're moving tomorrow. We're going to a hotel for a year.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done to someone you then have to, like, meet regularly?
What's the most... it's probably something to do with my wife, isn't it? I've probably fucked up something with my wife.
No, but your wife, there's love there. What's, like... Is there anything that's, like, you've done something... I realise this is putting you on the spot a bit.
Well, you're not putting me on the spot. It's more like it's just too...
Too many to pick.
It's too many, yeah. It's too many.
I understand that.
I think... but the thing is, I think I embarrass so easily.
Oh,
and
really?
What I view as embarrassing, I would sometimes say it to my wife, and she'd be like, no one cares about that stuff. What are you thinking about it? And I'm like, oh, fuck, why did I do that? Why did I open the Snickers bar? Like,
I don't embarrass enough. Like, I remember going to a house party... Going for a shit in the toilet. Coming out, there was a queue of people. And I stayed at that house party.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
I stayed at that house party and I wasn't even that self-conscious about it. I was just like, yeah, I need a shit. People were probably trying to do cocaine in that toilet and be like, what? What fucking lunatic has just dropped a shit?
Listeners, this is a great time to say we have a Patreon. You have to sign up to our Patreon.
You have to. That's an order. And Sean is the king.
Patreon.com/failingbetter. Pay us a little bit of money and you get more of this great fucking content. Should we check our emails, by the way, Johnny? Have you checked them recently?
We had a lovely one from someone called Joanna Percy, I believe. And it was more... It was just quite a friendly one saying that we shouldn't call the podcast Is This Shit.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Well, we're not going to do that then, Joanna.
We were going to do the last step. We were going to talk about holidays, and then we got sidetracked by trains.
Yeah, because I'd just come back from Mexico.
You'd come back from Mexico, and then so I was going to tell about my worst holiday slash worst holiday experience really.
Okay.
So I'm in Brighton. This is me and Sophie. We're probably 18 months into our relationship. Something like that.
Sophie Willen.
Sophie Elizabeth Stern.
Johnny is in a long-term sexual relationship with Sophie Alice Baxter.
It's murder on the dance floor, but it's fun in the bedroom.
You were about to say fun in the kitchen there, weren't you? I heard you. I heard the... So in the cup bedroom. As if we're asking people to give us money for more of this.
Murder on the dance
floor. It's like you go to a restaurant, they punch you in the face, and you go, if you want to order from us, we'll give you two punches in the face.
So me and Sophie are in Brighton. We're on her tour. She's doing a tour. I'm the support on the tour. So it's basically a way that we can just like hang out together.
And just hang out and just like
make a bit of money.
You're probably just snogging in the dressing room a lot as well.
Everywhere, yeah. We were painting the town blue. With sexuality.
What does that mean?
It means we're having sex everywhere. Blue.
Oh, as in a bit of blue.
Yeah, a bit of blue, mate.
That's not. It's not a phrase. Painting the town blue is not a phrase.
Yeah, but I'm a word juggler. I make.
Word juggler is also not a phrase, Johnny.
I'm a sentence smith.
I'm a word juggler. I'm a syntax engineer.
Oh God!
Go on.
So me and Sophie, we decided to. We're in Brighton for two nights, I think, and we decided to have a nice time.
My hometown.
Your hometown. We didn't invite you along due to the blue nature of a holiday.
I've heard word that they're painting the town blue. Who? Sophie, and that word juggler she's got opening for him.
So we're at this really posh restaurant where it's like, you know, where like butter costs like £3, like bread, like, and then you're like, how can that be worth it? And then you eat the butter and you're like, this is fucking amazing butter.
Yeah. I definitely eat at places like that all the time.
Yeah. I've got hammered on margaritas, and when I drink. Yeah, drink and the food.
Sure.
And I become quite cantankerous when I'm drunk. I become a bit of a dick, right?
Correct. So have you been drinking today, by the way?
Yeah. Since I always drink 8 a.m. every day, shot of whiskey to the eye, crack on,
straight in the old bloodstream, straight in the bloodstream. Take off the clothes, look for your dog.
Just attack my neighbours. You've got my dog in there. Where's my dog? What am I talking about? Yeah, so we're eating this thing. I get quite cantankerous. I start saying to Sophie, maybe we should have an open relationship.
Just think, Johnny, that is such a mistake. That's such an error.
I don't know what was going. I don't know where I got the confidence.
Now, is this the second time you've done this? Because Sophie Willen was a guest in one of our earlier episodes. We were talking, and you asked for an open relationship when you were
eating cheese in your kitchen
once. Yeah, eating cheese on the floor.
I think there was a brief period in my life where I felt like I wanted an open relationship. Because ethically, I'm really into like sex should be free. Why do we put so much like meaning on it? We should just have sex whenever we want. In reality, I mean, me at an orgy, and I've no idea what to do.
If I went to an orgy and you were there, I'd go, all right, get my keys out of this bowl right now.
Have you ever been to an orgy, Sean?
What do you think the answer to that question is, Johnny?
Yeah, I'd say you've been to an orgy.
You think I've been to an orgy? I've been to an orgy of ideas, a.k.a. one of my gigs.
Have you ever had sex with more than one person at a time?
Johnny, I don't want to talk about this on the pod.
That means carry yes. On with your... That means yes.
Carry on. Your anecdote.
I've never been to an orgy, but you and George Zach.
Yeah.
He went to an orgy in Australia, and then at the end of the orgy, he handed out flyers for a show.
I think we've got to get him on the pod because you and him are friends. Like George Zach's an amazing comedian. He's from Greece, and I knew him a bit when he was in Newcastle. Then you knew him when he was in Newcastle.
Didn't, and then George Zach's also got really funny anecdote about he went to an orgy in Australia and then he went to an orgy in like Scunthorpe or something.
How's he getting invited to all these orgies?
I don't know. He just gives out an orgy energy.
Yeah, but I said, get that, to be fair.
He said, Johnny, I was the most attractive person at the orgy. You never want to be the most attractive person at an orgy.
It's true.
It's a problem I'd run into, I imagine.
So you've asked Sophie for an open relationship in this posh restaurant.
In this posh restaurant.
Is this pre-gig or after the gig?
I think it might have been that we'd done the gig on like the Friday and then we were staying over.
We were staying on the Saturday.
Because it was bright and it's beautiful by the beach. So she's sort of open. We're sort of talking about it in that intellectual way you do, like, you know, why do we have monogamy? Do we need, you know, I was reading The Ethical Slut. We were sort of having these conversations. And then...
That's no way to talk about your girlfriend.
It's a best-selling book that's worth a read if you're interested in popping a few of the myths around monogamy and polyamory.
Well, anyway, I'd say before you take that recommendation, let's find out how this anecdote ends.
So we're having a nice time, but then sometimes I just get drunk and become like a homing pigeon, like I just have to go home. So I just suddenly was like, I'm too pissed, I need to go home. I think maybe just left Sophie, or like said, look, I'm off. But she wasn't ready to go. So basically I left her. Not ideal behaviour on my part. But you know.
So far I'd say this is not great ideal behaviour for... You're acting not only towards your loving life partner, who's lovely and cares for you, but also sort of your employer in this scenario. Like you're opening for her on tour.
Yeah. I think I was trying to gaslight my way into my money, maybe, or something like that. Trying to really...
Sure.
I was negging her. Just negging her. So anyway, I go home. We've got this beautiful hotel, like an Airbnb, overlooking the sea. I get back, fall asleep. My phone's on silent. Sophie's locked out. I've taken both sets of keys. Sophie's locked out of the, locked out of the Airbnb. So then Sophie's like banging on the door for ages. I don't hear any of it. Eventually she gets let in by someone. She wakes me up by like screaming at me. And then we're on the top floor of this Airbnb. Throws my mobile phone into the sea. Because it wasn't on. She went, yeah, you can hear it now. So I threw it hurtling into the sea. Like the literal sea. And then makes me sleep downstairs. So then I'm shit-faced. So then I just wake up at like 8 a.m. the next morning with just people eating breakfast around me. Because I've just like gone to sleep like on like a sofa or something in the...
You know what? This is like a shared house.
It's like a B&B, Airbnb. Not an Airbnb, sorry, like a bed and breakfast traditional. So there's like different rooms.
Well, it's basically a hotel.
I suppose, yeah.
In someone's house.
Yeah, a B&B. So I am... So I'm just eating... Some people are just eating eggs around me as I wake up, like, what the fuck happened? And then I went to look for my phone and I couldn't find it. And I never saw it again.
Wow.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
That's my anecdote. Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it a lot, Johnny.
Thank you.
Is that the last holiday you took?
No, that was ages ago. That was like a couple of years ago.
What was the last holiday you took, Johnny?
I think we talked about it in the last ep. I went to Faroe.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about it briefly. To see your parents. When beautiful, wasn't it? The Portuguese. Were you about to say, when was the last holiday I went on?
Yeah.
I flew back from Mexico 3 days ago, and you know that.
My Sophie really wants to go to Portugal. She wants to live there because she thinks it's socialist and lovely.
It is. It was very cool.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's meant to be the, isn't it, the best place to live? And they're the most they're the most popular people in Europe. And
I thought I always thought Scandinavia always wins those things. Is it Portugal now?
Yeah, maybe. Because Portugal's hot and it's got really good beaches.
Yeah, yeah. It does have good female dogs, and it's also really hot. I don't know why. That's purely because we're 2.5 hours into podcasting.
You've got to give us a 5-star review. Or you just get the app up, pop and fight. You know, what other podcast has given you that sort of content?
Content.
Don't answer. None, and there's a reason.
I've got nothing else to say.
Yeah, I'm out.
Maybe the Friday one's a shorter podcast.
Well, this is, I mean, if we stop now, this is too short, I think. It's about 23 minutes.
That's
what
not
have you just checked? You've just checked your phone. What's that?
I was looking to see, because we were going to do the first ep this week about holidays, and the second ep I was going to talk about my school.
Well, but yes, you said that you had done extensive preparation for the holidays episode, and we're now, you've basically told one anecdote. And then you're like, I've got nothing to say.
Well, Sean, what the fuck are you saying about holidays?
Where would you like to go on holiday? Let's do that. Where would you like to go on holiday? If you could go anywhere, if someone came up to you right now and said you can have a flight anywhere and accommodation for 2 weeks anywhere in the world, no expense spared, where would you go?
It's quite boring. Probably like a tropical island or something. It's quite boring, that. But I think that's where I'd...
Oh, really?
Just drink rum and get pissed and get burnt and be like a louty, twatty.
You do that anyway. You could do that. You do that anyway.
But not with that... lovely sand and beautiful.
Just go to Bournemouth.
I'm not going to fucking Bournemouth. Bournemouth is a shithole. I remember I did a gig.
Here we go. The gloves are coming off, listeners.
I did a gig in Bournemouth, and
Bournemouth is a horrible city to do comedy in. It's horrible.
And I won't mention who the promoter is, but he was pissing me off.
I'm going to type it into.
Yeah,
I think you know who it is.
You know who it is. Absolutely him. Sean just messaged me. Yeah. Sean just messaged me the promoter's name. And then he just messaged me cunt. So I'd done that gig. I was opening for nowhere near enough money for how many people in that fucking audience. And then there's a massive hill to Bournemouth train station. Or it might be a slight incline. Anyway, I was running up it.
What a word juggler we've got on our hands, listeners. There's a massive hill up to Bournemouth train station. Or it might be a slight incline.
But I was running.
It's not something.
Up it.
I mean, do you think that's how Dickens would have described it? It was a cold, crisp Christmas night. Actually, it could have been a warm September night. Anyway,
the thing about Dickens is I always think he's overrated because he's too his sentences are too.
He's too clear, isn't he? He's too clear.
Concise.
He's too clear.
He's boring.
What this podcast does that no other podcast does is. We have ambiguity built into it because neither of us know what we're talking about. So how could you know what we're talking about? We don't know what we're talking about.
I tell you who I do think is overrated. We've talked about this, actually. I'm really tender as a knight. I think F. Scott Fitzgerald is just a pervert.
Okay. Well, let's finish your little anecdote about the gig you died on your ass at in Bournemouth, and then you can judge F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Look, the gig was fine. I was just going to talk about running up a hill, so desperate to make the turn, and then getting on the train in the last minute. There was really nothing there.
That you would even consider that an anecdote
well, look,
for public broadcast.
In fact, what the fuck are you bringing, Sean? What are you bringing?
I've got... All right.
What?
I'll tell you about when I went to Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Stag do.
And let me tell you, is it going to be better than you ran up a hill? Because that's the standard, all right?
All right, well, look. I went to Bournemouth on a stag do.
Yeah.
Turned up on the Friday night.
Yeah.
As I walked into the club, the best man and the groom were getting kicked out of the club. Next day, I went paintballing for 6.5 hours. I lost every single game. We lost every single game. Imagine going paintballing from 9 a.m. till 4:30 plus an hour lunch break and not winning a. I don't think I hit a single person.
I can see why you'd be bad at paintballing. It plays none of your strengths. Because paintballing.
What do you mean
by
that? Can you please be clear?
You have to be quick. You have to be slick. You have to not be an easy target. You have to not be a dumb, annoying.
Right, this is a ropey effort. Consider this is our first double ep.
This is shit, isn't it?
It's just ropey.
Is this shit? I think.
Is this shit though? Genuinely, do you think it's shit?
I think the last ep I thought was really good. I think this one with we are a bit tired. I think the learning from it is, listeners, there's no such thing as a mistake as long as you learn from it. Although there are some quite clear mistakes, such as murder.
Look, our jokes are funny, our wisdom's wise. What more could you want? What more could you want? Look, there's no such thing as a mistake apart from murder, which is quite a big mistake.
Apart from genocide, say that's like Hitler. Well, look, I know you've annexed most of Eastern Europe, but there's no such thing as a mistake if you learn from it, Adolf.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you think Adolf had a life coach who just encouraged him?
I don't think Adolf had a life coach, and I don't think we should be opening this can of worms. I think Hitler is the last thing that this episode of Failing Better needs.
We need Mother Teresa.
Well, yeah, we need Mother Teresa. Aw. Imagine if we could get her as a guest.
That'd be good. She'd help, I think. Because we could pivot to her when we're struggling.
Here you go. Teresa, what are you...
Do you have had an open relationship?
What, have you read The Ethical Slut?
Imagine walking into a cafe and seeing a nun reading The Ethical Slut. That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
I mean, look, Johnny, that's the future that I'm hoping for.
That if the lefties win, if Corbyn had won, that'd be the future in right now. Just nuns reading about ethical polyamory.
Have you ever met a nun?
None I haven't.
Fuck. Fuck. I mean, it couldn't have been an easier pun to make. It couldn't have been easier, Johnny. I have met none. That's what you said. I've met none.
None I haven't.
None I haven't.
Right, well,
knock, knock. Who's there? Doctor. Star Trek.
That was the peak. That was the most pure bit of Failing Better.
None I haven't.
None I haven't.
When I asked that question, I said, have you ever met a nun? I thought that is a really interesting, unique question to ask someone. It's going to make us ready for this podcast. We're going to get back in the saddle. And you said, none I haven't. So that's where we are, listeners. That's where we are. Look, we don't charge for this shit. Okay? We don't charge for it. All we ask is for you to pay us money for more. That's all we ask. Patreon.com/failingbetter.
Give us a review and make it 5 stars. That was a little jingle I was trying. What did you think of
it? You're good at writing little jingles.
Yeah. I'm good at puns and jingles.
I don't know if you're that good at puns.
So have you ever met a nun?
I've met loads of nuns. That's why I asked.
Why have you met so many nuns?
Catholic. Good old Catholic boy, aren't I?
How was Catholicism a big part of your childhood?
It was a very big part of my childhood.
And
it's going to be a big part of my future once I murder you.
Why are you going to murder me?
Because only God forgives. I used to go... Well, it's just church a lot. And I went to... And I just went... My mum sang in the choir and there were always nuns knocking about. And I had to get like confirmation and stuff. And nuns led that. Yeah, they were okay. They're all right.
And nuns aren't allowed to have sex, are they?
No.
And so...
I think they follow this. Basically, follow very similar lives to priests or bishops.
Right, and bishops obviously only move diagonally, which is quite problematic. I'm really on bad form.
You're flatlining today.
Really on bad form. But I'll tell you what, the Queen, she can move everywhere.
Oh, God.
None anyway, I haven't.
None I haven't.
Who did, was there any nun who helped you as a young boy?
And... No, that's the problem. No.
Really?
No. Sister, what was her name? Okay, the name I've got remembered in my head cannot be accurate. But the main nun at the church that I used to have to go to. Am I remembering this right? Sister Pipette? That can't be right.
Isn't a pipette something they use in science? It's those little...
Yeah, it's like a what they do to do drops and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Sister Perpetua. I think her name was Perpetua.
That's a good name.
That is a good name, isn't it? Sister Perpetua.
Sister Perpetua.
I think she was from Italian stock as well, which makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're Catholic as fuck.
Officially.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you who are very Catholic is the Mexicans. They're very Catholic. There's loads of Mary shit everywhere. Loads of that shit. It's really cool. Loads of shrines, loads of cool, like, yeah, really cool.
Would you still describe yourself as a Catholic?
I would describe myself as a podcaster. This is my religion.
This is your religion.
Podcasting is my religion.
That makes sense. And, I'm an atheist.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would say you're a non-practicing podcaster. Yeah. No, I haven't.
No, I haven't.
Legally, the church has kicked you out for that. The church of podcast.
I'm just writing to James Acaster and Ed Campbell as we speak.
Please.
Please let me in.
Please
it
bring
one
me
bad
back
pun.
Into the covenant. If podcasting is a religion, who is the god of podcasting? Who was like the first big one?
Probably like Ricky Gervais, was it?
Probably.
I mean,
Ricky Gervais.
UK.
Should we get him on here?
When we first did this pod, Sean said to me, yeah, I could probably get Ricky Gervais on. I've been waiting a year now.
Who do you think we should... A year? You think we'll do this podcast a year?
It feels like...
It feels like we're doing this episode for a year. Genuine question. Now, this is going to be good podcasting.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Unless you come up with a pun that really fucking puts the pen in the spokes.
So there's a 10% chance this is going to be good podcasting. There's a 90% chance I'm going to fuck it up.
Who do you think is the biggest guest that we could get on this podcast that isn't someone that we know or work with? Who do you think if we just approach their management, approach their... Because Bastille... Let's cast our eyes back a few months. The rock band Bastille listed you, Johnny Pelham, as one of the biggest influences on their album. And we've yet to get them on the pod.
They don't even respond to my tweets.
They don't even respond
every
to his
day,
tweets.
Every day I'm tweeting him going, Dan, fucking Dan, I'm your follow me back. He doesn't.
Dan, fucking Dan, follow me back. Why are they responding to such a lovely, lovely introduction?
Well, it's starting off lovely, but it's got more and more sort
Who
of...
Who do you think we could get? Do you think we could get someone big?
No.
Who's the biggest you think we could get?
I think...
Who's the most famous person you think could listen to this podcast?
We've got a few blue tick followers.
Do we?
Isn't Fern Britton following this for some absolutely
Fern.
Mad...
Fern, you've got to come on the pod.
I think she is following it. Yeah, Fern Britton's we could get Fern Britton. I don't really know who Fern Britton is, though, so you'd have to lead the questioning on that, which is probably a good
I'd like to think that you would do some research if we got Fern Britton.
God, have you listened to any podcast we've done?
Your idea of preparation is preparing one anecdote.
Yeah, well, more than you. You've done nothing. You went to Mexico. What was your story? Oh, I quite like Mexico. Boring.
I'm telling great anecdotes about going up hills. Do you think we could get... I don't know. What do you think? I think we could probably get... I reckon if we just did a shout-out.
You know Aragorn in Lord of the Rings? I've never seen him in anything else. I think he wants a career reboot. I think we could get Aragorn.
What, Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah, I think we could get Viggo Mortensen.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Has he? I don't watch that many films. I'm very bad.
He was in The Road. He was in the adaptation of Cormac McCarthy's The Road.
I think we go for Aragorn. If we can't get Aragorn, we get Gimli the Gloin.
Give me the what?
Son of Gloin.
Give me the Gloin, did you just say? Did you just call him the Gloin? Johnny, did you just call him Gimli the Gloin? Yes or no?
Son of Gloin. He's meant to be Son of Gloin. Son of Gloin is his dad. He's not the Gloin. I don't know if we can air this one. This might have to be a Patreon.
Johnny, please tell me that you don't call him Gimli the Gloin.
Gimli the Gloin.
Are you a big Lord of the Rings fan then? I mean, you are. I don't know Gimli is son of Gloin.
He's son of Gloin. I read the books.
Do you like the films?
Yeah, I really like the films. I think they're very good.
Do you like the TV series?
No, I thought it was awful.
But you watched it all?
No, I stopped after like 4 eps.
That's the thing with that TV series. That TV series cost $1 billion.
It's more than that TV show cost more than BBC Two's budget.
That cost $1 billion and no one gives a shit. Imagine if you gave Failing Better $1 billion.
I tell you what, we'd either be in prison or we'd be in Hollywood.
we'd just turn it into a Lord of the Rings series.
We'd do it. We'd be on Kim Jong-un's train.
That was in the last episode, but fair enough. You're making a reference to the last episode there.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You can make references back.
It's a callback, I suppose.
It's a callback.
We'll get who plays Gimli?
I've got no idea.
Gimli the Gloin.
Gimli, son of Gloin.
Gimli, actor. I'm looking him up. Is he in the series? John Rhys-Davies.
I don't think he's in the films. I don't think he's in the...
Oh, let's get him on the pod.
Let's get him on the pod.
He's a Welsh actor best known for playing Salah in the Indiana Jones movies in Gimli. He was also in I, Claudius, King of Thieves. He's in Justice League.
Maybe he's out of our debt.
Should we look at his political views?
I think this is the perfect bit of podcasting. This is as close to perfection as this podcast has come. What is Gimli, son of Gloin's political views?
He's not a member of any political party. Well, that sums it up. He's a radical leftist as a university student in the 1960s, but he changed his views when he went to heckle Margaret Thatcher, who he said shot down the first two hecklers in such a brilliant fashion that he decided he ought to shut up and listen.
What a wanker.
What a cowardly
dwarf.
If he came to see me live
and
he saw me deal with two hecklers, he would not be put off at all. He'd be like, he's a lamb to the slaughter.
Charge! Right, so I think there's an interesting question, listeners. You can email in at failingbetterpod@gmail.com.
Oh my god.
Oh my god,
this guy's awful.
Why, what's he done?
By 2020, 50% of the children in Holland under the age of 18 will be of Muslim descent. That's what he said. He says he's opposed to Islamic extremism because it violates Western values.
Oh,
he was a supporter of Brexit, where his conduct was described as... He was on Question Time, where his conduct was described as thuggish and sexist.
Get him on the pod.
Hey, John, what are you doing? Get on the pod.
Get on the pod. Doot, doot. I don't think we should film one in a 3-hour block again, because I think I've gone mad.
Nah, been fun. Bit of fun, this. Fun. Listeners, if you've enjoyed this, listen to next Friday's one.
The one on Tuesday?
Yeah. I mean, look, if you've enjoyed this one more than most of them, don't listen to the Tuesday one, because we do those first.
Yeah. The deranged madness of the Friday one.
The worst thing about this is we think this has been really deranged and mad, but we're probably going to listen to them and be like, oh, it's exactly the same as the ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're either all this deranged, or even when we think we're bad, we're good.
I think I know which one it is, but we'll leave that up to you, the listener.
Thank you so much for listening. It's been very nice to be back.
It's been lovely.
I'm failing better. I have to say that, Johnny. It's been a real pleasure.
It's been lovely talking to you. I enjoy you, and I think you're a handsome and wise man, and I couldn't wish for a better co-host.
Well, that's... Genuinely, you couldn't?
I couldn't.
What about Gimli the Gloin?
Gimli the Gloin and his racist views can fuck off. I've got my partner, and that's you, Sean.
Thanks, mate. Who would you be in Lord of the Rings if you were to play anyone? Maybe we should try and put on our own production of Lord of the Rings at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Me and you. You could be Frodo. I'll be
Frodo.
Gandalf.
Ridiculous casting.
How's that ridiculous?
I would be...
I'd be a bloody good Gandalf.
I'd be Legolas, the heartthrob, the one who's been cast for the ladies. Ladies don't like war, but they do like my cheekbones.
Well, who would I be in Lord of the Rings? I don't really know much about Lord of the Rings. Who would I be?
Maybe an Ent. They're like tree people. They're quite slow and they're very tall. That's what I'm thinking. But they're very wise, so that also fits your personality.
Yeah.
You are wise.
Yeah, I am.
Sean the Wise and Johnny the Elf march on in this wonderful fellowship. And you, the listener...
I start to think this might be unreleasable. I do wonder if this is... We've gone from an episode that we left and we were like, that was brilliant. God, I can't wait to get back.
I don't think we should tell them that.
We were like, brilliant, love that one. Yeah.
This one's been dog shit. But that is what Feeling Better is. We're not consistent. We have moments, tiny moments of acceptability, and then we dip into craters of...
Would you rather be a fan of the German national football team, who are almost consistently very good across the board, or would you rather be a fan of the Argentina football team that are up and down all the time, but when they're up, they're better than anyone else?
Germany for me. Anyway.
You've been a great crowd. listeners, thank you so much. Do keep... Hey, follow us on Twitter, @FailingPod. Do people even use Twitter? Should we get an Instagram page?
We should get an Instagram page. What do we post? I think we should get a TikTok page. TikTok on the clock, we have a cheeky little bop.
Well, thanks for playing us out there, Johnny. What can I say? Our wisdom is wise, our jokes are funny. And what more could you want, listeners? Soups is good.
Soups is good. September 11th was an inside job. And, should we end on that?
Thanks, everyone. See you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.